This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's Universal, and it's like big studio production.
Yeah, it's fucking the major players, and the big leagues.
And the number, yeah. Like, we're not filming as much stuff anymore, and so I don't take that for granted at all to
have
an opportunity.
The industry
like
has
this.
Contracted, and you do have to get in where you fit in.
You're crazy busy.
But I'm struggling, I guess, aspects of this
not
production.
Busy. Sorry, no. Not busy. It's less busy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were crazy busy.
Well, and I don't take that for granted at all.
No. I thought he
he's busy with the project.
Yes. Okay, yeah. No, this town is not busy.
Yes.
Town's dead.
It's doing really bad.
Town is really like, you know what? We had
it's a fucking
good run.
Ghost town.
You want to take a break from us last year for Amos? Go fuck yourself. We're out. You know?
Everyone is just like, we're done.
I always say you can kind of chart the business by the activity at Gower Gulch.
That's, the gulch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know like the big Walgreens.
Yeah.
At the Gower Gulch.
It's empty.
What?
It's gone.
What are you talking about? Like, it's actually gone?
It's gone.
It's fucking gone.
What are you
and you would think
about?
This would be great news for the apothecary wagon that sits in the parking lot.
I've been worried about that wagon for years.
No, that people would be more likely to go and try some of the tonics and elixirs that have been created by the magnificent, colorful character who drives that wagon in. But that's also gone.
So the wagon is gone.
The assayer gone.
The assayer's gone. Mm-hmm. God, so if I wanted to go get potions, lotions, or like a leaf, I gotta go all the way to Glendale Boulevard. I gotta go up to Hollywood. I gotta go to Rock and Roll Ralph's.
You have to go to Riverside County, basically, to get any of those things, to get anything assayed. You have to go out there.
You guys.
Yes.
It's really grim, and so that's why we do not take for granted at all that we have
any
studio interest in a project that is not traditionally maybe what we've, you know, hung our hats on.
They want us to, and I would really love your input on this.
Great.
They want us to go shoot a new version of the title card with the big unit with the Earth and stuff, and so we do have to go into space.
Whoa! Wait, so you're filming the actual title card.
We came to them and we were like, this looks busted.
Yes.
It's fake.
It
sucks.
Felt very retro. It's very like, we saw it in Jaws.
It's bullshit. Yeah. It's phony. And
everybody
and
knows
we're,
it's fake.
And we're trying to present authenticity.
Right, sure.
Like, it's so much of, I guess, what Hayes and I feel like we have to offer.
Oh, you know, we were just chatting. You kept saying we're very real. You kept saying,
yes, I told you that.
No,
and
no.
Every turn. I said, I'm telling the truth.
To the amount of times you said it. Honestly, I sort of assumed you were telling the truth until you kept reiterating it. But now?
I am.
It just felt like you kind of have.
No, I'm being honest.
No. I mean, you've said it so many times.
Sincerely, I mean it.
Okay, you haven't blinked since I've gotten. There's like a dead eye, and you're looking.
Need for it.
I feel
like
I put in the
weather
middle
today.
To sort of distract. Like these things are happening behind my back.
Straight up.
Okay, so have either of you been to space before? So they pick you two of anyone. Like they.
I said I didn't want to go to space. I said I can make something better out of Play-Doh.
Okay.
And we'll just shoot that. We'll tell them we went to space. I figure we pocket some of the budget. I mean, I'm an honest guy, but I'm not above.
But
you know,
we also lowballed the budget a lot. And
How much did you
was
a huge
issue.
Yeah.
It's
well, I'm thinking, what did they give us? We're going to save.
Oh, okay. You're not in the union?
Well, we are, but no one else is allowed to be on the,
production.
And that was like part of the pitch. It's like, this is not like a collective bargaining. It's not a
movie. No. Every man
for
himself.
There's not going to be a lot
of
people making noise.
It's just like, it's the title card. And so that means we do not have costume designers, which means that we do not have spacesuits.
Right. So you're going without a spacesuit into space?
We have to go into basically the top of space is what we talked to scientists about, like where where we're going to have to
Where can you get the image?
Did and we're like, to get all the Earth and also get the letters coming from over and around the Earth that say universal.
I wanted to go a little bit. So yeah. Did you go out to like JPL in Pasadena, or did you go? Who did you talk to?
I went to JP Penney's.
Was that near the Gower Gulch?
That's a new
JP Penney's. Is it JC Penney's?
It's definitely not JC Penney's.
Okay, I'm
they'll set you straight.
Okay,
when you mention it there, you actually get served.
You get served paper?
Yes.
You just get served, or is it like a dance off? Like you got served?
No, you get served by a dancing.
Like a lawyer.
Subpoena
like
server.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of want to go piss somebody off just to get served.
Well, it is. It's a thrill, but then you do deal with the repercussions. So the aftermath, in my experience, is not worth it. To double back, they were out of blue at the Play-Doh store.
Okay.
So we were right. unable, because we had promised that the logo would be in color.
Right.
We had to go to space. I can't make blue.
No. You can make green. You can do a blue and a yellow if they'd had blue.
If they had blue, I'm absolutely going to be able to make blue. It green.
Yeah,
you
believe me, we tried. It is so hard. Yeah. Some of the other colors
I can make
so
brown.
Easy.
I can make brown.
Yes, no, but... you also kept saying that earlier. You kept saying, I'm telling the truth that I'm I can being make honest. Brown. And I actually didn't know what you were talking about when you kept saying I can make brown, but it was just like, you just kept saying it. Like it was
all roads
you.
Lead to brown. You know what I mean? Like ultimately that's where you're headed.
It's so true. So is the logo going to be in brown or is it going to be blue?
We'll figure it out when we get up there.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Like, now we're just going up. Like we have to actually go up.
We have someone who's really strong who says that he can kind of throw the letters away from Earth. That they'll just be like coming around, like shooting up into space in front of the camera.
But wouldn't that be as like big as a continent? Like. How big are these
It's like it's the camera. If they can throw them so hard that they get really close to the camera, they actually end up looking huge.
Yeah, it's forced perspective. They did it in Elf.
Is it John
This
Cena?
Is J.P. Penney as well.
Oh, J.P. Penney.
Yes, yeah. So it was like from hanging out in his store and like looking at some of his stuff that he's got there and just being like, hey, this guy's actually pretty strong.
J.P. Penney dated... Jenner. One of the Jenners.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Chris
Kremble.
Jenner.
Chris. Yes.
Kremble Jenner.
Okay,
Kremble.
Mm-hmm. Kremble Jenner.
Kremble Jenner. I don't want to brag, but because it's been so busy lately, and I've had a lot, I've been so busy, but I like to relax at night that I did just take the opportunity.
What's the brag?
I watched the first episode of The Kardashians that has ever been made. I've never seen any other episode. I just watched, speaking of Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
And I watched the very first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that ever made.
Okay. I like to relax at night too.
What do you do at night?
No, you just mentioned that you like to relax at night. What do I do?
Yeah.
Relax. I just curl up under a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all the way over my head. Every once in a while, I
peek out.
Peek out because I'm having trouble breathing or I hear a noise.
Is it like a weighted blanket?
Mm.
Like a thunder blanket?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Okay.
It's like a cozy blanket.
Mm-hmm. Like a fleece.
It's maybe easier if you don't... try to nail down the blanket specifically because it's like
it's
my blanket.
It's
you can't have it.
Oh, okay.
It's
can I have your blanket?
You're not.
Can I have your blanket?
Well, no. Okay. I'm being real with you. No. I'm being honest.
Can
I'm
I borrow
truthful.
It while you're in space? Can I borrow it while you're in space?
We're definitely
it's coming to space, and no, it's
space.
Not a space blanket either because I know that's your next question.
So the two of you are going to space. You found it. J.P. Penney's gonna. Toss the letter.
J.P. Penney's going to throw the letters.
Really okay.
Yeah.
When is this launch happening?
Saturday at 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A.M. or
God damn it.
Space time. The time difference is like actually genuinely really, really confusing.
Okay. Yeah, no, the time zone thing, like if you think it's fucked up here, like think about in space.
That would actually be so fucked.
fucking distressing. Like, I'm having a lot of trouble with it. Like, because when we try to schedule this thing, which, by the way, we're on a very tight budget for, so we don't have people that we necessarily trust even telling us.
But I thought you were pocketing most of the budget.
That was the initial plan.
Okay.
I was like, because I kind of agreed to a number that Hayes was saying, I think we need more, and this is on me. I'm so owning
my mistake. You're the bad cop.
Well, it was because, well, there was there were sort of big promises about being able to make blue, you know.
They said a number. I said, oh, yeah, we could totally do it for that. I'm winking at Hayes. He's going, I think it's going to cost more. That's not enough for spacesuits and stuff. I was like, oh, I'll make them. But I'm thinking, I'm going to do the whole thing with Play-Doh.
Yes. And so what they don't tell, when you lowball like this, like what you get in terms is very untrustworthy partners.
Yeah.
Just fiends and scoundrels all the way down the line.
Scoundrel.
Every aspect of everyone we're working with.
You would think they would all have their individual wagon wheel pharmacies, like that they would be like a snake oil salesman.
It is just down the line.
Well, and in terms of like what's going on with the money, like I was trying to pull a fast one, and you leave them like you found them, honey, because like this this is ill-gotten gains, and
you leave them like you found them, honey. It's your second book. I loved that book. I just wanted to say I got nervous coming to meet you today, but I did love You Leave Them Like You Found Them, Honey.
Yeah. Well, these are hard-earned life lessons.
Yeah.
And if anyone can learn from my mistakes, so they don't have to make the same ones, that's good. And when you get filthy money, filthy hands tend to come in and strip it away from you. So,
and we've been falling into a pattern where you need to, you know, you got a mouse, you bring in the cat to catch the mouse.
Yes.
Now you got to bring in the dog to catch the cat type of thing. Mm-hmm. And now we're basically into the Kong versus Godzilla.
Wow.
Kind of stage. Like in terms of the fiendishness of some of the partners that
similar to the latest Kong Godzilla movie, they are actually working together now against us.
Wow. So you guys are, no wonder you go under your blanket at night. You need a little self-soothe. You just got sad when I brought that up.
I just feel like when you start to kind of dig in on the blanket that you have an angle.
Like, I'm just saying, just things like, I lied. I haven't been very busy lately.
Not to do impression, but like, is it weighted?
Okay, it's just that feels slightly unflattering.
And so then you lied about
not to do it, but it just seems like you did do that seems like you did try to do an unflattering impression. I'd like to see a flattering impression.
I need to find it.
Okay. Oh! Nice.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I have to find it. Quickly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did a little shoulder shrug. I liked it.
Does it have to be of you?
It can really be of anyone.
Okay. Now I've really got to find it.
Okay. I like it. He's got complimentary color with the sweater and the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you see the blanket covering the entire thing. Incredible.
I wish I could see the fucking blanket. What do I have to do to see that fucking blanket?
You know, I'm having a lot of trouble finding
a flattering the blanket or a flattering impression.
The flattering
impression. I understand that. Of anyone. You know what? That's what makes this town tick.
Flattering impression?
No, not being able to find it.
It is tough to find it. You know what I mean? The whole town's been having issues. That's why we don't take this up for granted at all.
Yeah,
the town's in trouble.
We're just not able to find it right now.
Guys,
as a town.
No one. That's it.
We're taking a beat.
We can't find it.
We all went into New Year's
Eve. It might not be here.
No, literally, New Year's Eve, we're like, you know what?
Yes.
This is going to be my year.
Mm-hmm.
This is goodbye 2023. We're back. Mm-hmm. This is it. And then how many optimistic weeks did you have before you realized that that was not happening this year?
I had a very optimistic brunch January 1st.
Wow.
And that was, but after
early brunch as well.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Very early.
Whoa.
I remember yes. thinking this should just be called breakfast.
Particularly after on New Year's Day, like
it was like a 6 a.m. brunch.
Wow, yes. Were you out all night, or you just went to bed that early?
No, yeah, I had to go to be able to wake up in time for brunch. And to, like, wait,
just 6 a.m. brunch.
Yes, But since then, it's just been hurtling downhill. And picking up speed. You know how when you're running downhill, you really can't stop yourself. You got to go faster to not just pitch forward and start rolling.
It has been a snowball. I'm going to say it's been a chode of a year.
Sure.
It's the year. I feel like this year,
But somehow one that's so big.
Like a tuna can. It's just getting like a pizza. Like it's like getting bigger and bigger. Like
pizza chode.
A pizza chode. You know what I mean? Like a thick crust pizza chode.
Thick crust pizza chode.
That's what this year is. It's
stuffed
a thick
crust.
It's a stuffed crust pizza
chode. It's a Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza chode.
Has been for everyone.
From Domino's.
Yeah. Pizza chode nugs. You could get little, you know, mini for a party platter.
You may be able to. I think I finally stumbled on an impression. Tell me if you like this.
Okay, I love it.
Whoa.
Who's that?
Oh.
Is that you?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Is that me?
It's whoever you want. You know, that's the beauty of impressions.
You know what it was? All I knew was
when I do
it felt very loving. So whoever
was. Yeah, no, it was really nice. It was very flattering.
That was very flattering.
I'm interested in getting to know more about that.
Yeah, you got
person.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
You stopped. You were like, stop the presses.
Well, I felt like I finally was near something. You know?
Felt alive.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh,
what a source of inspiration for the whole town.
Yes.
Well, finally.
To find it like that. Can we fix it?
Can we
take that spirit of optimism?
Can
we move something forward this year?
The light at the end of the pizza
chode. It's Arden's here.
Yes.
Arden.
Hi.
It's her second time.
Oh, my God.
Arden, I don't want to create drama, but I had a thought on the way in, which is our most recent episode.
Great.
We had a guest.
Yes.
Darcy Carden.
Yes.
You friendly with her? You know her?
I know her, but I don't know her well.
Yeah. No one does.
Okay.
Trust me. But I'm not inside her house. I don't know what her relationship is, but I'm just thinking, God forbid, if anything should happen, separates her from her husband.
Yes.
And then you two hit it off. Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
A merger
Arden
of
Carden.
Some kind.
The branding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Arden Carden is a really good.
Arden Carden.
That's like, now that's what this year needs.
Right?
Yeah.
Look. Whoa. That felt good. That felt right.
Yeah.
I do feel like I know who it is.
I do too. Whoa. Wait a minute. I do too.
It's a little like Joey Lawrence.
I was going with Joey. I was going to Joey.
But it's not.
Well, Blossom.
But it's not.
Well, Blossom.
But it is a little like him.
It's a little like Joey Lawrence.
But it's not.
I felt really, I got excited about Arden Carden. Arden Carden. Arden Carden.
Well, that's what's nice. You could say it like a sort of a cartoon animal.
Arden
Carden.
Welcome to.
Arden Carden.
Will you see my rose?
Yes. Will you see my rose?
Will you see my rose?
I'm going to show
this
you my
Arden
rose.
Carden.
Arden Carden. Will you see my rose?
Get a load of this rose.
Get
Arden
a load
Carden
of the Arden
here.
Carden. Yeah. Arden Carden. Well,
and it's The Bachelor. We're talking about The Bachelor.
We're talking
yes.
about The Bachelor and Arden Carden. Yeah, guys, you know.
It just feels right.
It feels right.
What's in store for the show this year?
Thank you for
Big
asking.
Moves.
I'll tell you. I thought. Finally, for years, they've been dingle-dangling this senior bachelor bullshit for us.
Yeah.
And they finally...
Well, not senior, he's golden.
Well, now they finally brought it. They were like, are you a senior looking for love? But they never gave it to us. For years, they've been casting it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's where it's at. That's the future.
Then they're just going to keep getting
older
and older.
Now,
people.
I heard a rumor.
That does seem to be what the town is doing, is it's just like their only relevant people are older and older and older.
Older and older. Because also, I'd be curious to see.
But what's great about that is, so am I.
but you could be like the portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
And have an aging headshot somewhere.
Yes.
Deep in
Don't
the valley.
Don't be like the picture.
No, portrait.
Mm-hmm.
It's the portrait.
Yeah.
He fancy? I forgot who wrote that. Okay, wait. I heard, two things. I'd be curious to see, now that it was such a hit, if
the Dorian
even
Gray,
the Dorian Gray book.
It's a smash. It's flying off the shelves.
It is flying off the shelves. I wonder if even the oldies will come in thirsty for like influencer status. Like, because Because I don't want anybody. Yeah. Like, if even.
They're looking for the.
You know what I mean?
Depends sponsorship.
Like, I literally wonder if everyone got so famous that, like, you'll find, like, later age thirsty. There's got to be some of that.
What sure. A beautiful idea.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
But here's a little rumor, and I'm not going to say where I heard it.
Okay.
Allegedly, they're having trouble casting the Golden Bachelorette. Not because there's not guys. There's uh-huh. not guys that can pass the STD tests.
When you've, look.
They can't.
That's fun.
We all know, like, it's that's just fun. A matter of time.
At that's a certain fun. Age, you, start,
yeah, that's
you
fun.
Have STDs.
But I think a lot of
and
these
the
guys
the older
are like,
you are, the more likely you are
isn't
to
that
have
fun? Sure.
At least one, probably multiple
for
STDs.
For sure.
And
but
that's
they,
just
they,
the way
apparently
love goes.
They can't
you,
cast
you get
it.
Old enough and like...
There's a part of me that's like, who cares? Let them, if they all have it, who cares? Just
I have a solution
it.
For this.
Yeah,
right.
That's connected to the whole franchise, which is on life support. Not you know,
sure.
Pretty much literally at this point.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
For you,
yeah.
As a part of the franchise, we need to like inject some new life
yes,
in this thing.
Please.
What's new? What's now? What's next?
Okay.
A permanent bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't, well, none of this, like, something we can track from season to season.
It's just
not
every
we're like,
year
every
I gotta get used to a
this
new
now?
Fucking
is
guy.
Is Bobby finally gonna find love?
Yes.
I like that.
It's the same bachelor every time.
I like that.
If you like that, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
It's Chef Kevin. He's great.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
Forget
he
the Golden Bachelor,
yes.
right? This is the Platinum Bachelor.
The plat. This
we found him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We got him. We got. He's under the blanket over there. He's
yes.
hiding under the blanket.
Yes.
Well,
I'm sorry to brought up a sore spot.
It's a big. No, no,
well,
no. We are going to introduce not the same blanket, not the same. It won't be the same one, but we are going to introduce the blanket concept.
Yes.
There is going to be a big like, oh, like what's going on under
what's
there?
What's going on?
You know?
I do like opening on just a blanket that you could tell somebody's moving underneath it.
And then maybe
but you don't see them for a while.
And then maybe Fantasy Suites is like one, like two people go on. You just see
yes.
body
oh,
moving.
Oh, at long last, someone
at
has joined
last,
him under the blanket.
Somebody's going to go greet this person under the blanket. It's like Love is Blind, but they couldn't afford the room. They just,
they
have,
just
a
have a blanket.
Love is yes. warm.
Love is warm. Love mm-hmm. is toasty.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Love is Blind?
No.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've
did
seen
you watch it. This year?
Yeah.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, I'm what always did, having fun.
What is... You know,
I'm like a fun guy. I have a lot of good energy.
No, no,
so,
I
like,
see that.
When I'm watching it, like, it's
you
like,
have a good
yeah,
time.
There's like a great time. There's a lot of laughs.
Have you
happening.
Ever had a moment? And did you ever have a dip in fun?
In fun ever in my life?
Yeah.
Sure. I take a break sometimes. I take some time for me.
What do you do when you're on your fun break?
When I'm not having fun anymore?
Yeah.
This show.
I feel like he just
and
took
we're
it
all,
straight down the barrel.
That's the sacrifice that. That did, he makes for all of us and for the world.
That is quite a sacrifice. He's
mm-hmm.
a giver.
Mm-hmm.
How did this friendship happen? How did this, who fell in love? Who fell in friendship love? Who courted who first in the friendship
we would
dance?
All, we would go for a jog every day at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happened, our pace is exactly the same and our schedules were the same.
At a certain
so
point,
we
just had to talk
starting
about
at the same point. Going the same mm-hmm. route
yeah.
at exactly the same pace.
Great.
6 or 7 years we ran in silence. You know what I mean? I find,
just
you know,
two guys hanging out in
I stopped
and
bringing the
less,
headphones.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. knew there was nothing playing in my headphones. He would have been able to hear it.
You hate
you know?
Music.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the show replicates
he
that energy
disgusting.
In a
no,
way.
You hate, you've made it very clear. You hate music.
So
people, two
awful.
Two people running the same route.
Mm-hmm. At,
every single time.
Well, and every time, sometimes I go, you know what? Fuck it. He wins. I'm going to change my route. But son of a gun.
He's like a magnet. He's your true
this
north.
This little rascal
he's
wasn't having the same thought at the
north.
Same time.
Well, and I in my mind, you're the rascal. You understand
well,
that,
oh, yeah.
Right?
No, it's yes. all a matter of perspective.
In
you
the
know?
Big rascal scheme, who's more of a rascal?
Again, it's... we
yeah,
do everything the same.
To him,
okay.
it's me.
The whole,
but to me,
yes,
it's him.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That's the whole idea.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos, and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys. Jeff Kevin just got married.
Congratulations.
So we know someone would
flash
do it.
Let's
flash
see.
The hardware.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's dead gorgeous.
I say hardware. It's actually not like.
I wish it was just covered in huge rubies and stuff. Yeah. Just really ornate. Where did you get married?
In Los Angeles.
When did you get married?
Last Saturday.
It's not even true.
Did you get married? We just heard that you lied. Did you get married under a blanket?
In a sense.
When was the first time she saw under your blanket? Or he? They?
She saw like 6 years ago.
That's nice.
Thanks.
That's exciting. Did you go on a honeymoon? Is this it?
You're looking at it.
The honeymoon.
Wow. This is so gorgeous.
She does costume stuff, which like, oh, that seems like it'd be really nice to make a spacesuit for your friend's main boss.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think you could probably carve out time to make a spacesuit just so they actually survive.
And they don't say, I said friend because that's the, you know, how people like, some people don't want to say like husband and wife and stuff anymore.
Right.
They say, this is my friend.
My friend.
It's really unsettling.
Partner. It's like, this is my friend.
I want you to meet my friend.
Yeah.
This is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like his hat, Arden?
I've been eyeing it and I almost said it a few times. I love the hat.
She made it.
She's really talented.
Do we have any extras?
I got a stack in my car. Would you like one?
Yeah, can I put one on?
Yep.
But okay, have him do it inside. Like, have him bring the hat inside.
Okay, will you bring the hat?
Don't go out to the
car. I have to drive the car in here.
Okay, great. Drive the car right into the studio. I love the hat. And I will wear it all the time. I'm going to die in that hat.
It's
tomorrow.
The hat is free. You need to post in the hat.
Oh.
It doesn't and not have to that be a grid
hurts.
Post.
Not that yeah. it hurts. Okay. Or if you do post that it hurts, then
don't post that
post
you have
later
a headache.
Be like, just yeah. kidding or something.
It's so good.
Ego from SNL did posted saying that the hat hurts.
Immediately posted and said that she's had a headache for 3 days and then I'm just didn't make it that. Clear that the hat wasn't connected.
I'm not going to do that. I have to say it goes well. It's nice with our complexion.
Thank you.
It goes yes. nice with our complexion.
Yes, yes. Thank you for noticing. That was not the idea.
Yeah.
But it does, it's just a happy, just a
the
happy
hat is
accent.
For everyone. It actually yeah. looks good on everyone. It yes. probably seems like the color scheme is complementing his complexion.
I bet it would look nice on you as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I believe
so
you.
So now that he's out of the
I'm
room.
Being
good, I'm so glad. He's really bad vibes.
Yes.
He was which, really bringing bad vibes.
But I think
vibes.
That could oh, be okay. good for the show. Like, the I think the Bachelor, the Platinum Bachelor.
Yes, yes.
Having.
The Platchelor.
Having unconscionable vibes.
Thank you. Oh, my God. It's so cute. Yes. It's going to feel
what,
so.
What button are we? Like, what's your numbers? What
I feel like it might mm-hmm. be the full. No, it's too small. I need one from the ad.
Not too small. Your head is too big.
The hat is actually perfect, and then
does it look so cute? Yes.
Oh my!
It looks
God.
Really, really good.
It's so cute, Arden. Right?
I
come
mean,
on!
Look, she can pull anything off, but the hat is actually doing a whole other level.
Whoa! Of God bless you. It, I don't know if I was insulted really or complimented, special. But I'll take it. Thank
no,
you.
No, no, no. It's both.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's an insultment.
Yes, yes.
I liked it.
So we're talking, I mean, like, yeah. he's here, but we can
it's
talk about it.
It's such a good hat.
Unconscionable vibes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin's vibes are actually, like, inhumane.
Yes.
But to put that on the show and, like, to have so many different women season after season and then expand it to just, like, everyone is, like, trying to fix Kevin.
I like this.
Well, the to, challenge, you know, yes. that they're encountering and all the different solutions. Because everyone who meets Kevin thinks that they're going to be the one
I
to
mean,
kind of solve him.
I mean, when I walked in here, I was like, whoa, there's a lot of potential.
Yes.
But like, there is some very weird energy coming my way, you know? Yeah. But I can get in there.
If
the ultimate fixer upper,
the ultimate yes. fixer, you know the I mean? Chip and Joanna, just here we go. Mm-hmm.
If there were mm-hmm. yes, an analogy in the home, it would yes. be like a garage.
Yes,
that like is not really fixable.
Yeah,
what are we gonna do with
what
this?
What are
thing?
We gonna
we
do
have
with
to
it?
Burn it down.
We
for
have
the
to
insurance
burn
money.
It yeah. down. Yes. For the insurance.
And our family works at insurance. Mm.
Do you? Was there any scandals in your hometown for, like, a family that did something shady? Were there any, like, small-town rumors, whether or not they were true? Or like, was there a scandal that happened?
Gotta be nice to have a hometown, you know?
I mean, you're just a rambler.
No, that's
you're
just, like, I'm happy. I'm not, like...
Oh, okay.
Attacking your privilege or anything.
I'm
like,
sorry, I'm
just
having a
like
hometown?
The idea of having a hometown is like so beautiful.
Did you grow
me.
Up like was your family in the military or did you move around a lot?
Famously, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times did you move around?
How many you got?
How many numbers?
Maybe you have to ask.
So like you
can't
instead
it,
of
honey.
Just asking questions.
37.
Like, at least offer some time.
37 times.
That's close.
Would have been nice.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Higher? 42?
Wow, that would have been
even better.
Dream. Wow. Yeah, that would
so
have
you
been
move
great.
Like you're saying like over 50 times.
You are the one that said that actually.
No,
I'm not disagreeing with
okay.
you.
Okay, wow. That's yeah. a lot.
It was fucking nuts, man. But you it toughens you up. I'll yeah. tell you what.
Yeah.
Boy, you get a thick skin.
No, you
Every
you when you
town,
said that, I felt like
you
had
hit,
to
Yeah. You hit town. You get into town. You know they say.
Yeah, what was
like,
your tactic? How did you go?
You
back?
Have so little time to just like show people your thing.
Okay,
you know
so
what
you
I mean?
Would yeah. get to town. How would you show
well,
people?
Well, I try a new thing every time.
Oh, okay,
you know?
So you were just like,
I go, okay, that didn't work. You know they say like your first day in prison, you should like kind of try to beat up the biggest guy in there.
Okay,
the first day you move to a new town, the biggest guy in there beats you up.
Yes.
Like and so like so I would try different ways to react.
Yeah.
Thinking it was funny, liking it,
mm-hmm. okay,
having a yo-yo, like having a couple yo-yo.
You were
tricks.
Yo-yo guy, yeah.
Well, I tried it.
While you're getting beaten up, it's like basically impossible to like yo-yo. Like a good yo-yo trick. So you can do kind of a bad yo-yo trick.
I'll be sincere. I wasn't great at them anyway.
Sure. Yeah. So you're trying to walk the dog as you're having the shit beat out of you.
Yeah.
That's hard. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Trying to walk the dog while you're getting dog walked, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that book of yours too. You're a prolific writer.
That's a long title. This is long.
No, it's
but some of them are longer.
It's no Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yeah, it's longer.
It is longer. Try to walk the dog while you're getting dog walked.
And so we put together this whole like wedding situation for Kevin. So Kevin is married now, so we can prove like, hey, this could actually work.
Yeah,
no, that's a proof of concept.
Someone has done it.
Somebody did it.
That's so the pitch deck.
That's the wedding. You go to Sharks.
Well, we're arming ourselves against the criticism.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
The Sharks, because the first thing the Sharks going to say is like, we walk Kevin out there, they're going to go like, no one would marry him. This can't work.
I feel like Barbara Corcoran would be in on it. No?
They never really do that as people are walking out.
Strapping young stud.
Well, I like what I see.
I make my husband sleep in the garage.
Well, Barbara, she's got
she
it.
Fucking rocks.
She yes. fucking got it.
Wait, I'll tell you what. When she's not on the show at this point, I'm skipping it.
You know
there's
what?
There's no one bringing me anything unexpected when Barbara's not there.
I love Barbara. I'm in love with Barbara.
But she's not going to respond well when we come to them to pitch the show.
Yeah.
They are just going to be like, the doors are going to swing open and they're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Just by the visual? Mm-hmm. Just the visual yes. alone? Like,
hey.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be in your spacesuits? Are you going to be...
We do not.
You wish.
So there
you
is
wish.
No your spacesuits.
Like, I know. I'm sorry. I feel like I was just rubbing it in.
After all we have done for Kevin's family. All they
for his
made
friend?
Us,
for Kevin and his friend?
Kevin and his friend, yes.
You've done so much gross. For Kevin and his friend. His friend made a great hat.
All we got is how many hats?
2,000.
You have 2,000 hats?
2,000 to 1,000, 2,000 hats.
How many hats. Visors?
Yes.
I got another one.
Okay. Mm.
In the hot 2,000.
In the hot 2,000.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yep, Conan, old school.
Old Conan episodes.
Old Conan episodes.
And that if I'd been around for that time, I would have killed
him. You were born in 2010?
I would have killed on old Conan episodes.
Oh, my.
Wow. He would have been loving my shit.
He mm-hmm. would have been loving.
He had his chance.
Yes.
You had your chance.
Mm-hmm. You know what we're talking mm-hmm. about, Conan.
You know what you,
you
did,
You know what you
Coney.
Did last summer, Coney, mm-hmm. Conesy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he did take our spot on Earwolf. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
talked
right.
about that, but they said that they ran out of room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
he just basically threw his bag on top of my bunk and said, I sleep here now. Like, oh.
Wow.
Well, but. And he's like, whoa, but.
Wow. And then he said, why are you hitting yourself? Are you hitting yourself?
He did.
And then he spit down and sucked it back up. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to not even like know you're about to get, like to try and like get your yo-yo out while you're already being beat up.
Yeah.
Is even harder.
Like, hold on. Wait a second. I got to run and get my
yo-yo. Yeah. I don't know exactly where it is. Like,
I got to find it. I wasn't
expecting it. Well, I had so many pockets in my fanny pack. There's all these zippers.
How many pockets did you have?
Many as I could fit, you know what
How
I mean?
Many do I got?
It kind of unfolds like an accordion. Like
That must have brought all the girls to the yard. Mm-hmm. That milkshake, that yo-yo.
And it makes sort of an accordioning sound.
Wow.
Like
yeah.
Well, that must have won people over at the school.
Well, it was a part of a previous attempt where I was like, I'm going to be the polka guy.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
Suburban America loves the polka.
Weird Al, friend of the show, you know, had kind of stomped all over that one. He pissed all over that one, right?
That's so true.
His territory.
Yes.
So we have to figure out a device wherein none of it never works out at the end of any season, you know, because we need to keep this going.
He's a keeper.
He's
a keeper. He's never going to find a friend.
So
we need...
And he wants to stay in his thing with his friend.
Sometimes I just wonder what you think you're saying. Like, or like what, when you what say he's think? A keeper, when you say he's a keeper,
he's a keeper from season to season. We need to keep
he's
him.
He's a keeper for the show.
That's as the permanent saying. Bachelor.
Okay. He's a keeper.
Yes.
Because normally if you say he's a keeper,
no,
you would
no,
say that he would
wants
someone
him.
To
no,
want
the Sharks
marry.
Are going to say, no, nobody wants him.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So how no, I think a of a keeper.
He's our keeper as the lead.
Well, yes. This is similar to what happened with the busy thing. You know what I mean? Where I was thinking the town wasn't busy.
Right.
And then you were saying it was busy, but just in your experience, it was like, he's a keeper. You're going to keep him.
You know what?
You're a producer of the show.
I came in. I wanted you guys to think I was busy because it's the Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
So.
And you said you didn't want to brag, but you lied about that too. You did want to brag.
I did want to brag, but I was really just posturing. Mm-hmm.
You've been lying so much.
There's nothing that I've said is true.
I've been so
in
honest with you. I've been so vulnerable this entire episode.
I've been so vulnerable with you. That's what people say on The Bachelor. I want to be vulnerable and open
Isn't
with you.
Isn't funny some of the words that just like...
I'm just being vulnerable.
Still just like nobody can get the word. Frustrating is like... It is alive and well. It is fucking
it's
out
there.
I've never heard that.
It's bad. Frustrating is
people are frustrating.
People are frustrated on these shows.
That's like a busty. Frustrating. Okay. Okay. We have vulnerable. We have, there's another one. There's one more. Vulnerable is amazing. Frustrating? Mm-hmm. Wow. There's another one that they always get wrong, which I get really excited about. Like the grammar is really exciting.
Well, any idiom is just up for, like it's never going to end where it started.
Yeah. You know yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me how you think this will play because like Kevin's going to be the permanent bachelor,
sure.
But he does not, like he wants to stay in his thing with his friend, he calls
right,
it.
Right. His friendship.
So in the first episode, like when he meets everyone, mm-hmm. he's going to be like, just so you know, like I got this other thing going and like that log is staying on the fire.
Right.
Like, is that going to be a problem? Like, are we going to let everyone know before they show up? Or is this going to be dropped on them every season that, like, Kevin has... He's got this other little,
thing.
You know, the action.
And there's
the
no other bachelor
him, you know?
That you could find in Hollywood. It's got to be Kevin.
Well, he's our... You know, we need to be a part of
I don't really have
somehow.
Access to a lot like, of these other
this
guys.
Is the only person you know?
This is the only person that we have. Let's put it that way. You know, like,
well, Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I'm down. I'll try. I'll try anything once.
You were on.
He's camera ready. I mean,
yeah, he's camera. He came in. He's got full.
He only needs two or three runs
up.
At a single sentence.
He's got full. He's wearing full face. He's contoured. Mm-hmm. He's got his lashes on. He's ready.
You were on After Midnight recently, right?
I was.
I wonder about incorporating that competition into the Bachelor franchise.
That's fun.
They're giving answers to prompts
you
based on the
you
news.
You watch the show and every other week they're playing flag football or they've got a
they have a fake wedding dress
learn
photo
a choreographed
shoot.
Dance routine. Yes. I'm going, why aren't they playing After Midnight?
Everybody's wondering it. We've all been thinking it for
and
years.
Kevin is amazing at it. Watch this. When a woman recently lost her precious emerald ring, it was discovered to be found in her chihuahua's stomach. What's another valuable thing that you might find in a dog's belly?
Very good.
Am I supposed to answer it?
Yes. Yes.
So we usually get like, is that, am I supposed to answer? But then after he says that, it's like
it's,
he absolutely
it's
crushes.
On. Like once he knows that it is his turn to answer.
Okay.
It is.
Don't use the computer.
I know. My computer's off.
Okay. It's on. It's absolutely on. He's lying. And I know that because I've been lying.
Oh, it's me? The thing in the chihuahua's stomach is probably second chances.
Well, that is very valuable.
It's one of the most valuable things in life.
Mm-hmm.
What's more precious?
Than a second chance.
Than second chances.
I actually heard this was like a Christian worship podcast before I came on, and I'm glad we finally got to that
Christian
portion.
Worship. Christian worship.
People say, yes. The words sound similar.
We're doing battle on the high seas in the name
of Scripture.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is not a Christian. Yes,
this is a Christian worship.
No.
Yes, 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 yes,
no.
Yes, yes.
So wait a minute.
Take to the ocean and if it's so help
we're at
you
war?
If you have not heard the good word. We are going to blast it at you with a cannon.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You that got a chance is, to be
so
saved.
So you're going
to
blast everyone with a cannon of Christianity from your giant like battleship. Where are you going with like just up and down like the Eastern Seaboard or
in the ocean of so this is actually hang on 1 second. Can you hang on just for 1 second?
I sure
please?
Can.
Just give him a second.
Recently in the news there was a big ship where the entire crew was they were all they all had a church on the ship. What's be an interesting place for a ship like that to have a war?
At sea.
So true.
So the ocean of at sea is what we.
It's so true.
Is what we found.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, if he could just like pop off, I don't know, like 20 or 30 of those, like episode.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Oh, I think the Heartland would love it. Both coasts would love it.
You thank definitely, you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
the mountains
well, the coast
would
love
not
it because you're
so
on the ocean.
Necessarily.
The mountains would be pissed.
But it's not going to get there.
No.
And that's only a problem in the if they do decide to to come down that it's an issue. But as long as they just stay up there.
No, but
they
you
do
look
their
at it,
thing
the coast,
up there. We do our thing down here. That's,
the coasts have the beach. Yeah. So they're going to like the ocean.
No, do
the
I?
The middle of the country is going to like the content.
Yeah.
And so we got basically everybody.
Except
and the mountains.
Mountains
can like.
As long as they.
Eat
just,
my ass. No. Sorry.
We just want them to
I'd
stay
rather
up
not,
there.
Yeah. I'd
okay,
rather
sorry.
Not.
Okay.
Because like the higher ground thing.
Sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Our weapons are not gonna like do well from like, higher ground. They could
just what I've learned recently about trying to get up high, like go to space and stuff like that. It's just like there are a lot of challenges involved. The fact that they're already up that high, I'm kind of fucked if we get.
So
you
guys
a...
had never, like, how do you are you just circling back to you going to space on Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hoping to circle back after we do it. You know,
then you might get stuck up there.
And we are forced to the smart people we talked to have told us that like everyone is going to be very old when we come back.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be up there for a long time.
Yeah.
You're going to bring a lot of supplies.
But for
it
us,
won't feel like a
we're
long time
be,
for us.
We're going to be the same.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll be the only two smoke shows on Earth, and everyone else will be
finally.
Old
that's
as
little,
fuck.
I mean, that's a reality show, right?
That's the two smoke shows that went to space.
But it's like you're saying, though, everyone is going to be like the older people are going to be the new influencers.
Yes,
and like that's going to be
you
hot.
Get fired
now.
Up.
Well, it's Eye of the Beholder, and
so
I'll tell
good.
You what.
But it's pissing me off.
No, I
can here
see
I
that.
Am
you're
like
fired up.
It's almost like. It's almost like a Twilight Zone. Finally, I'm the only person who's hot in the world.
Yes.
But now it's not hot anymore.
It's Eye of the Beholder. It's the Eye of the Beholder. Mm-hmm. And
whoa,
what's
whoa,
more,
whoa,
and what's
whoa.
More, I'm the only one without STDs. Which is a status I'm desperately trying to
so
maintain
he,
and
he
protect.
He has tons of STDs? That's why you kind of just threw him under the bus.
Hey, so. I was saying, like, you go around the block enough times, like, you are going to start to...
Hang out
start
in the barbershop, you're going to get
develop
a haircut.
Develop a
you know what
portfolio.
Yes.
A little bit of a CV, a resume.
A CV.
You spend enough time in the barbershop,
a
you're going to get a
VD?
Well, you want to show up to your job, and they're just like, what's your work experience? Like, here's a blank piece of paper. It's
I like your sneaks.
Yeah, you go to read enough books at the mechanic, you're going to get your car fixed.
No joy. Whoa. Do it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
That.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it? Who is it?
It's just a flattering impression.
Oh. What time is your podcast on?
Yeah, what time does it come out? And when can I listen?
You can listen anytime you want. It comes out on Tuesdays. It comes out Tuesday morning. Because usually the show... No, I'm on Wednesday morning.
Gotta be Wednesday because the show goes Monday and
the
Tuesday.
The show goes Monday, so it's Wednesday morning.
It was doing two
we
record. Weeks.
We record it on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm,
and then it comes out. On Wednesday morning.
Is it like a midnight drop or like when are we usually?
I would say it's usually up. I don't know exactly when it's first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ours has been getting later and later. Kevin says his rooster's busted.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got to get him another rooster.
He said, "Lately, my rooster cockadoodle won't."
And it should be. I've tried to explain this.
Maybe cockadoodle does it. He said,
"Cockadoodle don't."
He said, "The damn
don't is also much better than
don't."
Cockadoodle don't feels better to me than what, but he says wasn't.
It's got to be don't. Cockadoodle don't. Cockadoodle don't. Cockadoodle won't.
Arden, here's a segment I'm going to introduce on Aft for Midnight. It's called
Ask for Midnight.
It's after.
After.
Say it right, Kevin.
Okay. After.
After.
No.
After. Sag aftra.
Okay.
It's called interesting, to say the least.
Oh, okay.
I tell a long story.
Yes, I'm here for this.
And the contestants have to say if it's interesting, the least.
Okay.
Or interesting, to say the least.
Okay, let's try it.
The day after my wedding, I have a housewarming party. Here. Not everyone attend. No offense taken. The wedding was long.
As long as you RSVP that you're coming, you don't, like that should be enough.
So you didn't go. You said you were going to go and you didn't go.
No, but there was enough food if he made it.
Yes.
So you made them pay for food, but you didn't go eat
I
it.
I knew he was going to skimp on everyone else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know? So you were trying to do be of service. You're being selfless.
He's providing for the guests.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you had a housewarming party.
Have a housewarming party.
Okay. The day after your wedding.
The day after the wedding.
See, if it's been a big month. You're the only person who's had a good 2024.
So far.
Okay.
He's planning on...
Okay.
I'm hoping it is for my friend as well.
Yeah. Oh, his friend. That's his lover.
Andy's going to try to ruin it for someone else.
That's his lover.
Chef Kevin Needs a Friend. It's my new podcast.
Oh, okay.
I have a housewarming party.
Yes.
It's packed.
Uh-oh.
I'm still running on adrenaline from the wedding.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Eli come up to me. He officiated the wedding. Did a good job.
Okay. He officially ate the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He officially ate the wedding.
He ate that.
He officially ate that wedding.
Yes.
Okay, Eli.
He come up to me. Hey, Kev.
Uh-huh.
Any chance you make me one of those famous espresso martinis you do?
This is a wild story.
Please wait till the end. Say interesting the least or interesting to say the least.
Okay.
I look around. It's a madhouse. There are so many people here.
Panicking right now.
Okay. I grid my teeth.
Yeah, I'm also kind of freaking out a little bit.
I get out one of my coupe glasses.
Your what?
One of my coupe glasses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where the rooster used to live.
Cuckle doodle don't.
I get the beans.
Cuckle doodle wasn't.
Okay.
I get the Tito's. Few other my cousin come up to me.
Wait, what?
Kev.
A few other my cousin come up to me.
A few other my cousin come up to me. Kev, we doing espresso martinis.
I can't. I'm panicking.
I gotta do another take. Kev, we doing espresso martinis?
I'm panicking.
I could see why you needed to do that again. The inflection was totally wrong.
I had to do it again. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I say, yeah. Do you want one?
Oh my God.
They all say, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. Four espresso martinis coming SPs, right up.
That's like that. Yeah. The SB awards.
The SB awards, yeah. These are the YesBs.
Am I at the YesBs right now? I should have dressed up. Put on a skirt for you.
That's where I get like in situations, like really stressful situations like this. I just close my eyes like I'm at the YesBs. So... Everything's fine.
Just take me to the YesBs again.
Four espresso martinis for you four. They all thank you very. Ooh, so good. I make good espresso martini.
No doy.
Few other people walk up. Kevin make espresso martinis. Can I have? Sorry. Kev make espresso martinis. Can I have one? Arden, I have to make 11 espresso martinis.
That's a lot of espresso martinis. That's stressful.
On the 11th, it start to hit me. Not the alcohol, not the food, not the cake, not my treat.
Your treat?
Cake.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, I'm getting so tired.
Mm-hmm.
The last espresso martini I make.
Yep.
I go, did I put alcohol in this? Might as well. I don't know if I'm doubling the amount of alcohol in this. I just hand it to my
friend.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.